مولوي. يتصل زوان كاتشيك. يتصل فنتلي. We have a meeting today, members. that is expected to deal with two things. One thing overall, but two things which are separate but linked. The first one relates to the matter we're dealing with on Tuesday, that of having to finalize, conclude on the bill itself, on the budget itself. The second one is that of the forensic investigation report. And Sibulele, stakeholders there too. They shall introduce themselves. Ngokuthi bazidube, bazokwazi ukufikelela apha kule ntlanzi. Siyanamkela izindwendwe zethu. Nizawuzazisa. if there is nothing else to add on the agenda, I shall request that we adopt the agenda. The agenda is very straightforward. It looks at those two areas of interest. Before we move, we have a few apologies. Of course, also the other area is the adoption. Again, you know, all of these issues, they relate to NEHA. There is an oversight report that is before us for adoption. Dear Banda. I-apology yokuqala inkosi Cebekhulu, it relates to Umamu Stain, who cannot make it. Also nomama uPhaliso. Umama uStain talks about her dad being ill. And also Umama Paliso attending consequency related matter. We also did receive an apology from the minister. The minister has a bereavement. We did hear about it, we never spoke about it. There's a bereavement, her elder sister has passed on. The funeral service is tomorrow. We do not have any apology from the Deputy Minister. There's a permanent absenteeism. Because when there is no apology, it means one is absent from the deputy minister. So what is some factor? We talk about it all the time. And I suspect we need to raise the matter with the leader of government, the deputy president. I think we need to write a letter to that effect. Mama Kakas. I tell you, members, we do not have any other item on the agenda, save for those three areas on the one issue. One is the budget, two is the forensic investigation report, three is the oversight report on NCHA. Is that fine? Last time we left on the matter of annual performance plan and also the budget, it was at a stage where it was very clear that we have a problem and we need a way forward. The problem being simplified is that you do not have the entity having presented or submitted, rather, its annual performance plan and budget in time. In fact, not even in time. We do not have that budget and APP being submitted to Parliament. I'm trying to simplify it. As a result of that, we have to make a call going forward. What do you do? That's one complication. Second complication, whether or not this has anything to do with the overall budget of the department, because the entity gets its transfers from the budget of the department. So those are the only two issues. This is lalele mus smamele mus botata no mama ukuthi sithetha ngantoni. Siyalandela. I entity khange ipresent or isubmit to iParliament iplan zayo zonyaka ukuthi bazosebenza njani, okwesibini and sabiwo mali sabo khangaba sizise eParliament. Besihleli nabo ke ngolwesibini lo iveki and then kwabonakala into bangaba kukwintsumansumane kuzawufuneka ke sihlale phansi namhlanje bonisane into bangaba siyanjani phambili. Nanku umba wokuqala esingawo. Zezensumansumane. So that's in a nutshell the issue that we are dealing with. Just one thing. We have one of our legal people, Gary. So he was here and then he had to go back, but he's expected to come back now. From where you are seated, department, what did you discover on the way forward? DG, CFO? Before that, Baba Tebukulu.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, to all of the members and the department representatives. Chairperson, I wanted just to propose, having informed the committee that there is a bereavement in the minister's family, that we, as of, or on behalf of the family, Chairperson, maybe send a letter of condolence. Thank you.
Mbongi kakhulu. Umqondo so phambili. Thanks for that. We shall indeed. I don't think there's an issue, Mama, on that one. So it's a straightforward matter. Okay. Okay. DG, you wanted to say something?
Yeah. Thanks, Chair. Good morning,
honorable members, colleagues, and members of the community around the Naha Farm. Yes, Chair, we are aware of this problem that Naha hasn't submitted its strat plan together with the APP, which theoretically justifies the budget allocation to Naha. However, I've requested the CFO to find out or to sort of inquire from National Treasury the implications of this. From where I see it, I don't see it affecting the budget of the whole department. The Naha allocation is very insignificant compared to that of the department, but technically, you know, the question is how to justify the allocation to Naha without a plan that talks to the budget that goes with it. I don't know whether CFO would like to comment on this matter. CFO?
Thank you, colleague. Thanks, Chair. Thanks, honorable members. I think the department has taken note of this omission by NASA. And what we want to suggest to the portfolio committee is that according to National Treasury, we need to write a letter to the CEO of NEHA, reprimanding NEHA of this omission. And also, we need also to inform National Treasury of our decision. Now, we would want to suggest to the portfolio committee that due to the insignificance of the amount that is allocated to NEHA, which is 3.9 million out of a 6 billion budget, and most of that amount of 3.9 goes to compensation of employees, we would want to recommend that the portfolio committee consider approving the department's total budget, including that 3.9, but at the same time, that the department makes that letter that we are going to write to CEO of NEHA available to the portfolio committee. Thank you, DG.
Yeah. I would have loved that we do not talk about the significance or insignificance of any amount. Public funds is public funds. The simple rule here talks only to a matter that says, by law, we are supposed to submit at a particular time to Parliament plans and budget. That's where we are. Whether it is 5 cents or it is 100 million rand, it doesn't matter. For as long as there is a public purse that goes out there for usage by an entity of government, that entity must account to Parliament. There are certain requirements. That's where we are on the matter. So a matter related to whether it is significant, it must fall away going forward. Gary, I wanted us to go forward on this subject matter that you've just arrived. We have a legislation that must assist us going forward in this regard. I wondered if you could just take us through certain sections of that Money Bills Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act. It's a constitutionally provided piece of legislation. that empowers committees of parliament. Amend to reject any form of appropriation that is brought before parliament. So I just wanted to ask if Gary could just assist us with that, with the specific relevant sections of that legislation on the matter that we're dealing with.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, members. Chairperson, it is the legislation you're referring to. It's the Money Bills Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act. I don't have a copy for everyone, but what it empowers the committees of Parliament to do is to consider the Division of Revenue Bill and the various budgets of the budget votes of various departments. And these departments then make certain appropriations to various entities. So what the portfolios committees do is they then consider the budgets of each or their corresponding departments. So in this case, it would be the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries and also all its related entities. So what this act empowers Parliament to do is to consider the budget, the expenditure, the strategic plan, the annual performance plan, the annual reports of each one of those entities and including the department, and then analyze them and then report on them to the National Assembly and make a recommendation on those each one of those areas. Now, the analysis of those particular budgets and their appropriations to the various entities can go as deep as as the portfolio committee wants. How much money was made, how much money is appropriated, what is done, how the money is appropriated for administration salaries, etc. It goes further if you look at the annual report as well process, as well as the strategic plan process, to say how does the money that has been allocated line up with the strategic plan and the programs in the strategic plan. If the committee is of the opinion that something is amiss or there's a misalignment or there's insufficient evidence to back up the money that is appropriated, in terms of of this act, the committee can then report on it in terms, it's called the Budget Reconciliation and Report, or the BRRR report, and then it can make a recommendation in that report at the end, which the committee then adopts, and in that recommendation, recommend to the National Assembly that either the budget for a particular department and any appropriation to any entity then be changed or amended or not approved. This is one of the processes that that the committee can undertake. Also, there is the Finance and Appropriations Committees, which are committees of Parliament, then, which the committee can also refer this to, and then they can make a recommendation to the National Assembly and say, in line with the recommendation from this committee, from the portfolio committee, there is some concern around the appropriation to a particular entity that is established in terms of the Public Finance Management Act, and there's a concern around the budget and the appropriation to that entity. And as such, either the budget will be approved, amended, not approved. So those are the options that are available to the committee going forward. So that's all I have to say in terms of the piece of legislation, Chairperson.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Gary. Are we following members on the options that we have going forward? so that sorry about that. That's another committee that is attempting to steal some of our members for their quorum. The matter is guided by the Money Bills Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act, and some of the sections that Gary was referring to. To an extent, I'm very keen specifically on one area. There's a plea from the department, you know, that says the overall budget has to go on. I would imagine that plea has to be linked with the point you're raising of a report that goes to the two committees of Parliament, Appropriation and Finance, for us to be able to move forward. In other words, it would then suggest that we are agreed with the current budget, with the proviso that there are these formalities that must go on. To an extent, the matter is also brought to the attention of SCOPA. Because you are dealing with a serious issue related to a number of factors, governance and related. Any comments on that, members? Are we following, if I may ask? We are, Mr. Panga.
Yeah.
We're trying to deal with one specific area. There are three areas that we're dealing with in this meeting, but linked to one, which is Ngasa Farm. One is a matter related to APP and budget, annual performance plan and budget, and the relationship with that and the department. We have the DG, we have the CFO, we have everybody here, and the DDG relevant to the matter that we're dealing with. Now, we're trying to find a way out of the situation in a manner that is not going to compromise Parliament. Parliament guided by a number of pieces of legislation before us. One of those is that I've just made mention of, on the money bill. There it states categorically that we have the right as Committee of Parliament to amend, to reject or object, whichever, those budgets. It's there in the Constitution, this provision of this bill, or rather of this Act itself. So that's what we're trying to do. We have sought an advice from our legal team. Gary is one of those. So one of those areas I mentioned is that, yes, guided by this legislation, the budget can be passed on condition that there are these processes that must go on. One of those is the fact that the matter has to be presented formally to the Finance Committee, and also to the Appropriation Committee. The reason why those have to be presented with is simple. These are the committees that are appropriate in Parliament through those departments. It is these very same committees, whenever there is any amendment or objection to any budget, these committees have to be appraised with such decisions. That's where we are. Are we following Kanti? You want to make a comment?
She agreed. Good morning.
Chair and members and colleagues. Yes, I'm in agreement. The Moneyballs and amendment procedures basically stating the procedure to be followed in the event of a concern regarding the budget. So I think it's an appropriate procedure to follow. And of course, the department will have to bear that in mind when presenting to you now, because I would think the committee would need a justification or a motivation for the amendment. Thanks.
Gary? Chairperson, also, just a further note is that the committee can submit additional BRRR reports if necessary. So what it can do is it, the first thing it can say in its initial report, we note this, that there is a bit of a problem here and there's a disjuncture between the AP or the lack of an APP and then with the budget of this particular entity, and then note that as a concern going forward and say that even though the committee does approve any budget of the department, that it still notes it as a concern, and then submit follow-up reports if necessary, but then continue engaging with the Finance and Appropriations Committee and even SCOPA if necessary on the process going forward. So that doesn't then hinder the department from doing its work and its budgeting, because that the report does go to the Treasury and to the Minister concerned. So, I mean, there is that engagement going forward without hindering the work of the department.
Mr. Bummer?
I think now I understand what is being discussed. I must apologize for coming late. I had to deal with something. I think I'm more comfortable with the sentiment that begins to say we must agree to amend the budget. That's very much important. It's not a concern. Our intention is to amend the budget in relation to this aspect, that is NGCHA. And then the motivation in relation to that and how we process it, the legal fundis will take us through that. But I think as a meeting we must agree that we are amending the budget of the department in relation to that. I'm saying this with the understanding of our position, as was discussed. Therefore, if, because a concern, it must be something just a concern, but if you amend a budget according to your money bills that you are talking about and other issues that was talking about, like in relation to public financial management, we're saying we are amending and then motivate. Because our intention at the end is to reach the ultimate resolution that we took. It must be clear to our people that we are amending that budget, in particular in relation to the aspect that relates to NGCHA. Thank you.
Well, one of those things that we spoke about is the fact that you do not have any plan. Yes, you have a budget, but it has to be informed by your performance plan. And one of the discussions that we took was that you therefore do not have the means to spend on any plan. That's now being straight to the point in terms of your budget allocation. You might have heard 3.9 million, but it has to be subjected to the fact that there is no plan. I think that point must be made very clear. Mr. Gary?
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to caution members. The BRRR, which is the Budget Reconciliation and Recommendation Report, which is part of the sort of the budgetary process in Parliament is a recommendation from the committee to the National Assembly. So the decision gets taken by the National Assembly on recommendation of the committee. So the recommendation then comes from the committee, given the weighing up of all the factors, of all the information, the budget, etc., and the reporting by the entities and by the department itself. So what a suggestion would be is, because any amendment would have to be considered by the Finance Committee and by the Appropriations Committee. And so a suggestion would be that to include in the BRRR report, if once the committee has now considered all the factors, is to include in the BRRR report and say, look, we're going to proceed with the budget, but put in specific timeframes to say, in relation to if the committee wants the entity to wind up, if the committee wants the entity to present its annual report and its strategic plan and its APP, because the broader political fallout of, let's say, not approving a budget could be quite difficult. Well, I'm putting it very lightly, difficult for the department. So a recommendation would be that the committee then puts in its BRRR report, says it notes these concerns. It notes with grave concern that there are specific issues of this entity. But then say in its recommendation part of the BRRR report that the committee expects reports from the department regarding the entity, what's being done about it, and at the same time engage with other committees of Parliament, i.e. appropriations, finance, and SCOPA, and say, this is what we expect, because I'm not sure what the entity does, if it administers property, etc., because that could be there needs to be stakeholders that need to be engaged in this entire process. People who actually own are they administering the property on behalf of a community? Because that could have broader fallout with regard to public participation, which could come back to bite the committee at the end of the day. So a recommendation would be is to include it in the BRRR report and say, going forward, this is what we recommend, and we expect the department and the entity report back on specific programs, what is done, etc. So that was just my recommendation to the committee to consider to proceed with caution as opposed to just saying, no, we reject or we have to amend. Rather engage with those entities because there are particular stakeholders who need to be consulted in general.
Okay, welcome, Mr. Abram. Are you okay today? He fell ill yesterday.
Okay.
So his sugar levels went down. Anyway, Ingos.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think from the advice of the legal team, Chairperson, if one may go back to what was discussed in our last meeting regarding approving the budget allocation for development, was a matter of saying we need not to say Nqeha Farm as an entity deserves an allocation out of the budget, but the view was that the department will have to look after the employees who are working there up until the time comes when the entity does provide the state plan as well as the APP. Then it will be maybe in the next financial year where the committee will say they are happy with what has been tabled. And with the understanding again, Chairperson, that the department itself was expected to be part or to assist the entity, because seemingly for the last past years the entity has failed to on its own provide these necessary documents to the committee. That was my view, Chairperson. Thank you.
Mr. Pong.
Yeah, I think I want to agree with Ingos that maybe we should begin to communicate very clear our position in relation to the entity that was taking a position that due to our previous encounters and the problems that the entity is confronted with. The view of the committee has been that we think of closing the entity. I think we should start there. Amongst the other reasons is because there is no value for money in relation of running that. And there's no plan from the department for quite a number of years in turning around the entity. Even today, there's no plan about it. And the feeling of the committee is that Parliament cannot continue to fund an institution that is not financially viable. Therefore, against that background, we have felt that we cannot hold the entire operations of the department based on one aspect. But there must be a legal process that is followed in terms of implementing the resolution of the committee. Therefore, it is not for this meeting to consider how do we go about that legally. And all the issues that are raising are public participation. There's a framework that is followed by Parliament in relation to that. But what we are talking about now in principle is that we are very firm on our decision, which the department wanted to implement and Parliament to implement it according to the regulations, how to go about that. But we are going to come out of this meeting having a firm decision around that aspect. The other legal requirements would then follow. But we said as a committee, we are not going to leave that without guiding it. But within that context of saying you don't fund an entity, there are legal obligations that you have contracts with staff and so on, that the administrative operations should continue. You can't say that you close, you don't put a budget there. You put the department and government in a serious problem. But the aspect that relates to staff operation informed by winding out an institution, the department should take into consideration that that aspect should be continued to be funded. But a clear plan to be followed in terms of taking this to Parliament and Parliament endorsing. We are well aware of that kind of requirement, but there must be a resolution before we follow any other thing in relation to this. This should go to the minister and everybody else. We are well aware about that. But what we are saying and communicating clearly that we have reached a stage that we are closing the chapter in as far as the entity is concerned. Thank you very much.
Mama?
Chairperson, thank you and good morning, everybody. Chairperson, we are facing a very difficult issue here, and which we are dealing with an entity of the department for many years. Department kept on budgeting for this entity without the requirements, things which must be put together like an annual performance plan. It has never had that. And now we have to pass the budget for the department. At the same time, we are not only the committee to look up on that. We still have the committee on finance and appropriation committee, and even SCOPA. We don't know what will this committee say about this issue. But on our side, Chairperson, my one worry is about workers there, people who are there. What are we saying about them? We don't want them to lose their income, whereas this budget is only for salaries. I don't know. Yes, we can say, as this committee, we are thinking of to close down Nyeka farms. But I would like to hear from the department, what are they saying about this issue? Because really, for years and years, since we came in, I think even the previous term, this was a problem. Until now, it's still a problem. I just want to hear from the department. As the committee, we are thinking of closing down Nyeka farms on our side. But the department, they will remain with it, and they will see how they go about it. I just want to hear from the department, what are they thinking of our plan to close down the Nyeka farms? Thank you.
I think, members, we need to confine ourselves to a specific area of work that we need to do. That area of work relates to the budget and the annual performance plan. How do we deal with that one going forward? A very clear a proposal based on our own legislation instructs us that on one hand, yes, we have, you know, that power of rejecting the budget or amending the budget. What we are here saying is that we need to put together a report that looks into recommendations on the BRRR for the finance and also for the appropriation. That same report will also have to go through to the department. To an extent, we are advised on the way forward because there have to be those adjustments made, especially if you are to look at your BRRR towards the medium-term budget policy statement in October. As we speak now, there have been those processes that the department has gone through in terms of its own budget cycle. But as we move forward again, you are expected, you know, to have a department that, having looked at that, those reports from the finance and also appropriation, it shall accordingly do the necessary amendments to the budget going forward. All what we've been saying here being taken into account in terms of the actual areas of interest in the budget itself that initially shall have been presented by the department for Nyeka Farm, taking into account that there is no plan and the rest of other processes the department shall have to deal with following all the legal prescripts. Is that a summary deserving for us to move forward on this specific area? Then the rest of the other issues will arise in the discussion with the stakeholders. Ultimately, we have to pave the way forward, having had those discussions, you know, with the stakeholders and the department. So that report then shall have to be prepared and be presented to us here as a committee for us to approve that recommendation for BRRR. Are we fine? Okay, thanks for that illegal wrangle. then takes us to the second item. Again, still on NCHA, of the presentation of the forensic investigation report. Ingaba bakhona abantu abazafuna ukutolika yesintu. Sitolike, ma'am. Okay, xana kupresentwa le landini. Okay. Ukhona phaya umkhaya. Uphi umkhaya? Ngothi umkhaya. Kazo tolika mos njengoba kunjalo. Ungafakela i-business yard. Hayi umkhaya. Ukhulekile umkhaya kusekhaya. Okay. TG, you want to take us through?
Thank you, Chair, once more. And Ms. Mashele will do the presentation. Go ahead, Ms. Mashele.
Good morning, Chair, Honorable Committee members, colleagues, our stakeholders. The presentation is about the forensic investigation that was commissioned by KPMG and into allegations that were made regarding the administration of NCHA Farms. Now, the investigation looked into the procurement processes followed in the awarding of contracts relating to the infrastructure projects at the NCHA Farms, approval processes followed for payments made to contractors, corporate governance matters relating to the board of directors and the audit committee members, possible conflict of interest involving departmental officials. Chair, I'll need to be guided as to when to pause for the interpretation, or should I do one slide and stop for interpretation, continue to the next one? I need to be guided.
Baba. Uzawuthetha. Uzawuthetha mkhophe. Ngokufutshane uzawu thetha ngqo nabo awuzothetha basive sonke. I think we needed that.
The investigation also looked at whether the appointment of trending managers were appropriate, the processes followed regarding the selection of the farm occupants and the allocation of those farms, the apportionment of land to the farmers or recipients of those farms, background searches, analysis of suppliers of the land, settlement directorate in order to identify possible instances of non-compliance with the procurement processes, evaluation of the suitability of the entities supplying the installing and water tanks and fencing and identifying and evaluate outsourcing situations. Why can't we go through a slide and then we pause, then interpret, then we go to the next slide? I think it will work out better and
yeah.
easier and more like, you know, organized.
Kungenjalo, uverutete njempope, and it will swangatela.
I think I like this interpreter. Further investigate allegations that farms were initially allocated to particular farmers and were later reallocated to the other qualifying farmers. Investigates that the farm's boundaries were not properly established. The accountability of
receipts. My apologies, members. We never got to know our visitors. Stakeholders, very important people. Without them here, all what we want to do shall literally just be in vain, because we are not talking to ourselves. We are talking also, in fact, chiefly to them. Skolo, bo mama, tata. Ukuthi siqhubekeke singakhange sibe nendlela emhlophe yokuthi sikwazi ukwazana, sazane, siqhubekeke, sisazene. Sawuqala ngotata ke enxele. Thetha nje emfobheni. Nxele.
Ndingubonisekamkhubela. Ndisuka eNqeha kumthushane okukhulu lemithushane eliphethwe ngunkosi uJongilanga. Ndingumthunywa ke okhona apha namhlanje, nkosi.
Ndingumama unongenile Phatho oyinkosi yamagqunukhwebe ebambileyo. Ndizokumela ke isizwe samagqunukhwebe kwezafama zisenqerha. Inkosi.
Ndingubonisile Mavubengwana oyifam dola kwezafama zasenqerha.
Ndithembekile Albert komnye wefam dola kwezafama. Nguvuma Nkosi Kantikinca Bihlubi kuhlalo wamafama enqerha, iNqerha Progressive Farmers Cooperative. Thank you.
Umphathi kaQwabe, one of the farmers at Nqerha. I'm still waiting for the assistance from the Department of Agriculture and Fishery for the past 7 years. Thank you.
Okay, those are our visitors and stakeholders in the farming area. Reason why I also wanted us to introduce them it is because I got correspondence from you, Awutikinga, only this morning, suggesting that other farmers. Are not here.
Yes, I confirm that one.
Just say that very briefly.
In fact, the committee is to be reminded that on the day on which they visited Nqerha last year, there were two groups that were represented there with different opinions as to the situation there. The one was led by my friend, Mr. Albert, who is present here, and the other one is led by Mr. Smiley. That is the committee that we are concerned with, because they are claiming to be the legitimate committee of the farm dwellers, which are recognized by the municipality. I've got some documents here from the councillor of Ward 13 that asserts that that is the officially recognized committee with whom they are continuing with the projects of settlement, designation of 540 houses, and also that the contractor is already there on provision of water for that community. And this data also disclaims the relative status of the committee that is here. We're not very sure as to what is the position, but our concern was that we should have invited both representatives of both committees which claim to represent the farm dwellers there.
But what are you?
Myself and one of the stakeholders, I'm the chairperson.
Aren't you representing all of them?
No. I'm representing the farmers that are being settled, the 10 farmers. I'm the chairperson of that cooperative.
Mautitima, any comments quickly?
Thank you, Chair, and honorable members, my colleagues. Chair, as far as we understand, we have got representatives from the farm dwellers, which are here, representatives for both tribal authorities, whom are here, and representatives from the farmers, who are also here. So if there are other groupings within the Ngxa farms, there would have been too many other groupings within Ngxa farms. So my take is that the dwellers are represented by the two members who are here today. Thank you.
But one thing I can tell you, all of us here, is that our processes are fair. They are very objective. We don't take side of anybody. That's what I'm sure by now you shall have been able to notice. Whenever we go there, we don't take any side. We simply are looking at the facts presented before us, supported by any evidence. The aim it is to correct whatever is wrong. So we shall come to a discussion, but let's allow the process where it had already started. I just thought, members, let's just deal with that aspect, get to know as to who is here before we proceed going forward. Masibambe apho sizawungena kuyo loyo indaba xa sixoxo. That's why bendisithi masike sibambeni nje apho kwangoku. Asikaxoxi. Masiye ke mani.
Thanks, Chair. The investigation also looked at how the funds were reconciled and how the records were kept or sold assets and livestock were dealt with. Now, it was established that there are a number of issues that the department did not look at. Number one, it is a requirement that NEHA should have an audit committee, and they also found out that the audit committee does not comply to the PFMA and treasury regulations because it comprises of a single member who is employed by the department or who was employed by the department at that time, because now we don't have an audit committee. There is no board of directors to conduct an oversight role of the operations and activities undertaken. Two beneficiaries were found to be in the employment by the state and thus contravene the criteria that no beneficiary should be an employee of the state. The successful beneficiaries were given permission to occupy... Oh, interpretation.
Yeah,
No, mali pa kuwe le farmer ya sengaika. Kubona kulendlela yonke iqhubekayo ingaba imali ezamkelekileyo ziyasetyenziswa na, ikhona na iincwadi ezigcinwayo ezifanelekileyo ezichaza nanempahla le mfutshana yonke into ekhoyo, waze okwabakho nekomiti ephononga izincwadi zalomba yaze nonondyebo usomali ukwenzela uba kubekho indlela eyodwa yokusebenza khona loo nto ibe phandle nakwisebe. Kwaze kwenziwa nebhodi yabahloli okanye abantu abongameleyo abawubona umsebenzi wokuhlola uba yonke into ihamba ngokufanelekileyo njengokuba kumele ukuba yenzeke. Kwaze kwabakho abantu ababini okanye amaqela amabini abelinde ukuba afumane ukuxeshwa ngumbuso, noko kwatyeshelwa ukuba abo bebemele ukufunyana amalungelo abo umbuso nabo.
The investigation also established that the successful beneficiaries were given permission to occupy the land contracts pending the finalization of the lease agreements, which were never concluded. And also that the permission to occupy contract were from 30 May 2007 to May 29, and they have since expired, and the lease agreements were never concluded to date. Currently, or at the time of investigation, the beneficiaries did not have a contractual right to occupy the farms, even though they are at the farms now. The hectare sizes differed.
Kwabonwa ke ukuba abo baphumeleleyo ukuba babonelelwe banikwe imvume yokuba bahlale apho emhlabeni kusalindeleke ixesha lokugqitywa kwamaphepha abawanika abavumele uba babe labo. Imvume ke kwabonakala ukuba yenziwe yexeshana ukusukela ngomhla we-30 kaMeyi ku-2007 uyotsho kumhla kuMeyi ku-2009. Lazela phela ixesha ke ezo mvumelwano okanye loo maphepha bebafumanisa awazange abe agqityiwe ukwenziwa kwanyenzwe ngokupheleleyo. Okwakaloku nzi nangelo xesha kwakusenzeka olu phando kubonakale ukuba aba bamele kukuba babe banikiwe kwezi zinto abakhange babe nalo ilungelo lokuba ezifama bahlale kuzo okanye babe ngabenikazi bazo. Ukwabiwa kwemihlaba inani okanye isiqa somhlaba abawunikwayo waxhomaxhemeka uyalengalenga lo mba.
The majority of farms were unoccupied, and where farms were occupied, there were no farming activities undertaken since the expiry of the permission to occupy contracts due to the non-conclusion of the lease agreement, and that made farmers to be uncertain of the continued occupation. The evaluation process was flawed regarding farm boundaries. The inability of the beneficiaries to start farming or keep livestock as a result of illegal settlers occupying the land. Contracts were awarded to suppliers in Limpopo, as many officials in the Directorate Land Settlement are from Limpopo.
Apho ifama kwakukho abahlali kuzo kwakungaqhutywa imfanelo zoofama ngokuqhubekeka ngokundlela ekumele kuqhutywe ngayo nangokuxesha zazenze ngalo kwade kwafikelela isixesha lokuphelelwa kweemvume zabo zoba bahlale kwezo fama. Ngenxa yokuba azange kugqitywe izivumelwano zokuba ungahlala apha ezibhaliweyo zigqitywe ngexesha, loo nto yenza amafama amaninzi angaqiniseki ukuba angaqhubeka nangomsebenzi wabo wobufama. Waze ke nomba wokubekwa kwamaxabiso waba nemibhatyazo kwangokumayela nemida yamafama, kubekho loo mibhatyazo. Yaze kwangabikho xesha lokuba aba bantu bangena apha baqalise ukuba baqhube umsebenzi wokufane wobufama okanye babe nempahla emfutshane loo nto yabangela uba babe baninzi ondiyangenela abangenamthetho uba babe balapho babe nabo bayahlala kulo mhlaba izivumelwano zanikezelwa kubantu abaselimpopo kukho amagosa oburhulumente aphezulu neengqonyela eziphezulu kuzama ukubonelelwa abantu iindawo zokuhlala ababesuka komalimpopo.
The purpose for which the beneficiaries showed interest in the public information tender, that is being agricultural development, was not aligned with actual plans of the beneficiary for the farm. The viability of the farms for commercial farming were influenced by the lack of water, suitability of the ground, and general lack of infrastructure. The supply chain management processes were flawed. Proper specifications were not issued, and the requirement for the supplier to physically inspect the site prior to tender or quote was not addressed as required by the supply chain management processes.
Bangela uba kunikezelwe ezi zinto yabonakalisa ukuba ayibanjwanga ngokufanelekileyo ukuzalisekisa injongo yokuba nefama. Yaze ukuphumelela kwabantu ukuba bafanise babe nengeniso abanalo yachaphazeleka okanye yaphazanyiswa kakhulu kunqongophala okanye kungabikho kwamanzi nomhlaba ofanelekileyo nezinye iindlela ezazingalunganga. Kaloku xa uzawufamisa zikhona ukuba ulungise umhlaba khona ukuziqhube kakuhle kwakungaqhutywanga ngokufanelekileyo. Kwaze noqhagamshelwano waba babephethe besemagunyeni laxa uqa iindlela zokusebenzisana kwaze akwabikho ndlela zisebenza kakuhle ezinobangela uba konke ezi nkonzo zibe ziyafikelela okanye ziyaqwalaseleka okanye ziyanikwa ngokupheleleyo.
The payments that were made were authorized by junior officials instead of senior managers or senior manager consent. No reconciliations were made since there were no controls in place. No site visits for the review, acceptance and sign-off of finished projects in order for payments to be processed by finance. Unclear tender specifications, specifically with regards to areas to be fenced, which led to quotations being submitted that are not comparable for with regard to different lengths of fencing and also the size of farms. Inadequate monitoring of work completed by officials of the Directorate Land Settlement.
zagunyaziswa ngamagosa asengaphantsi ke noko hayi amagosa namava ngokufanelekileyo. Akwabikho zindlela zokusebenza loo nto yabangela uba kungahambeki kakuhle. Iziza zange zihlolwe okanye zibonelelwe kakuhle okanye kwamkelwe kuvunyelwane ngokufanelekileyo ngeendlela eziyawuthi kuhlawulwe ngazo ezemali zawuphuma ngazo. Akwacaca ncam indlela ekwenzeka ngayo izinto kuba ezinye iingingqi zazidingeka uba zibiyelwe namanani ukuthi intlawulo yobiyela yobizwa malini akhange ziveleleke zibe ziindlela ezilandulekayo. Konke ke loko kwadala imeko yoba kungabikho ndlela yokuhlola okanye ukuvelela komsebenzi ngokufanelekileyo ngamagosa ongamileyo okanye amagosa aphezulu eli candelo lezemihlaba.
The investigation also found that there was no safekeeping of equipment after installation and no formal handover to the beneficiaries of the farms taking place, and that resulted in the theft of borehole equipment and water tanks. Support services relating to infrastructure development that can be provided internally by the Directorate Engineering Services on boreholes and fencing within the department were not used in order to prevent substandard work by contractors and wasteful, and that resulted in wasteful expenditure. No formal and detailed review or reconciliation was performed on a monthly basis by the Directorate Land Settlement, as they are allocated an annual budget for the Ngqeqa farms.
Pando luyela veza ukuba akange kubekho zibonelelo zifanelekileyo ezingaba zinganenkuselo eyaneleyo yokubonelela ukunikezelwa kwazo ebantwini ezifama. Loo nto yadala ekubeni kubiwe kakhulu, kubiwe nee-boreholes ezazisebenzisa izixhobo zamanzi namatanki zamanzi, yaze loo nto yabangela uba inkxaso engaba ibinikwa apha ekuphuculeni le meko ingabiyo eyoneleyo, yade yabonwa nangabangaphezulu babona uba ii-boreholes namubiyelo ngamacingo azikho ngokufanelekileyo, zingasetyenziswa zonke izinto ngokusemgangathweni wokuba ungasetyenziswa ngabantu. Loo nto yazala ekubeni ekugqibeleni uthi xa ubukele ubone uba hayi yinkcitho kuphela into engaba yenzeka apho. Yayingekho isiseko okanye indlela emiswe kakuhle yokuhlola nokubona izinto nyanga nganyanga ngabathethayo bangentla nabathetha imihlaba, njengokuba babenikwa isixa semali esasinowubonelela iimfuno zaba bantu baqhuba ifama baseNqeqa.
The investigation also established that where there was a need for disposing the tractors, the farmers were not informed of the sale of those tractors. The sale of tractors is therefore in excess of the initial evaluation by the state valuer, which means that when the tractors were sold, the state valuer was not called in to look at the initial value of those tractors at the time of the disposal. Land settlement contracts were awarded to members and employees in the directorate. Contracts awarded to suppliers from Limpopo province that appear to be indicative of cronyism or nepotism. Majority of officials from Directorate Land Settlement are from Limpopo. Remember, these were the initial requirements for the investigation, and then the investigation established that it was true. Well, the allegations.
abanofama abaziswanga kakuhle ngeeteletele ezingaba ziyathengwa, nothengo lweeteletele lwahambela phezulu ngoko ngaphezu kwexabiso elalibekwe uba lawuba lixabise kwakusetyenzelwa phezu kwalo. Wabona uba aba bantu banemihlaba oonokontilaka ababenikiwe abawasebenzisi nawo la malungelo ngokufanelekileyo. Oonokontilaka kwabona ukuba bona bakhetha ukuba banike abantu abazobaphuhlisa basemphondweni laseLimpopo. Loo nto yabonakalisa uba ewe noko iyaxhwalela, ingathi inayo le meko ekuthiwa ngusohle sakhe zityebise ngokwakho. Uninzi lwabantu abasemagunyeni aphezulu babebonakala ukuba bengaxhamli besuka nje kwela laseLimpopo.
The total value paid during 2009 exceeded 2 million. Suppliers paid in full despite the fact that the work was not completed. No lease or payments were received from the beneficiaries as a result of the fact that the lease agreements for the farms were never finalized and concluded between the department and the beneficiaries since 2009. Chair, the findings were in line with the mandate of KPMG.
phezulu elikhulu elihlawulweyo ngo-2009 liye lagqitha kwizigidi 2 million yerandi. Waboniswa uba abantu abebenika inkonzo behlawulwe ngokupheleleyo noxa umsebenzi ungaqhitywanga. Abaqeshi nabantu abebehlawulwe babonakala ukuba abafumananga kubantu ngokweneleyo ngenxa yokuba abantu babexesha izivumelwano zabo zokuqesha ezifama zazingagqityazelwanga kwangethuba ngokungenzwanga yonke imvumelwano phakathi kwesebe nabantu abajonge ukuvuna kangokuba khange kuhambe ngokwezivumelwano ezimele ukusetyenzwa phakathi kwabantu nalo mbutho we-KTMG.
In conclusion, Chair, to address the recommendations made by KPMG, the department is currently in the process of initiating disciplinary action against all employees who are implicated or who failed to perform their duties to ensure that there was value for money. However, Chair, on this note, the department will only deal for now with people that are mentioned in the report, because there are those that are mentioned by names and there are those that are not mentioned by names, but it shows that there are other implicated officials. For example, where they are saying there was one audit committee member and also one board of directors member. So those people are not mentioned. So we still have to do some work in terms of further investigating who those implicated officials are. I thank you, Chair.
Isebe okwakaloku nje libeke likhombe indlela yoba kuyawufuneka kuthathwe indlela zokohlwaya okanye zolulekwa bonke abo basebenzi bebechaphazeleka okanye abo baye amagunya okanye imisebenzi yabo abayenza ngokufanelekileyo ngokwexabiso lezinga lemali ebibekiwe. Isebe lijonge ukuba lisebenze lomba ngokwengxelo namagama nabanye abantu abachaphazelekayo nasoncwadi nabathi basikwiibhodi zabagomeleyo. Yiyo leyo ke.
Thank you, Chair. That's our report on this matter. As you have noted, it's a process that we're taking forward, and the necessary disciplinary actions in terms of the concluding the investigation will be carried forward in a manner that is informed by the provisions of the Labor Relations Act. And that's how we concluded, Chair.
Ingxelo leyo onke amanyathelo ayathatha njengokuba umthetho wabasebenzi uchaza imfanelo ezimele ukwenziwa, senza sizamela ukududiyela ngakhona senze konke oko kufanelekileyo. Nanto ke iphethe ke ngolo hlobo ingxelo leyo xa yiyo.
Nkosini. Members, that is the report. I'm not sure about how we deal with it, whether we should. Obviously, you were not there, Mr. Titimani, at the time. Members, want to comment before we give over to the stakeholders, Mr. Abram? Let me also mention, members, that we have dealt with this report before. So, by and large, this is meant for the stakeholders. So whatever bite we take, little to the point, but more time be given to the stakeholders. Ms. Ebra, noted, Mr. Panga.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, you know, you don't really need a rocket scientist to tell you that there's been gross misdemeanors. Gross. Everything that is said in the forensic report, whatever it tells you, Chair, has gross misdemeanors. My problem is the following. Yes, I hear that some officials are being investigated or whatever. Our problem in South Africa today is that we say all these nice things, that corruption is taboo. We will fight corruption. We will do this. We will do that. But there are no consequences. I would like to know, Chair, that all these officials that were found to be involved in wrongdoing, are they still in the employment of the state? Have you suspended them? What action have you taken when you are being given evidence that there was wrongdoing? So, Chairperson, and I feel for the brother there. I feel for him. That for 7 years, Chair, no assistance was given to him. And I believe him, Chair. I don't even have to go and check out. I believe him. He wouldn't come here and tell us a lie. Just like that community in Pongola, where an official of the department went there with you, the committee members, in January. And in 18 months, there's no comeback. So, Chairperson, it's not only Nyeha. It is overall a lack of discipline, a lack of commitment, a lack of wanting to see our fellow human beings coming up in life. That brings me to the second point, Chair. That if there are going to be no consequences, Chair, then I don't know who's going to do what. Why do people run to the public protector? 23,000 cases were reported to them in the last financial year. Why? Because we give people the reason to go there. Because we fail them. Chairperson, going through some of my documents on Nyeha, I came across this 2004-2005 report. And in it, Chair, I just want to mention one thing. The accumulated deficit at Nyeha for 2004 was 22 million rand. For 2005, 23.8, it increased by 1.8 million. Now, Chairperson, I can't understand how a State Department, which sees that things are going wrong in a particular entity, and it allows it to deteriorate all the time. When you get a boil, you launch it at the same time. That does not happen, Chair. So what has happened at Nyeha, Chair, also says a lot about the way the department is being administered. And it's not only the post-2009 one, even the one before. Because there too we allowed looting to take place wholesale. 100 million rand of taxpayers' money in the form of agri-BEE funds were looted, Chair. And when you ask questions, they were cover-ups. So, Chairperson, the department must come clean. When it saw, when this administration took over in 2009, and it saw that it has inherited problems, what did they do about it? 4 years later, we are now on the brink of shutting shop. And that bothers me now, Chair. That bothers me because expectations were created. Once there is the factual situation of an entity having failed, the other thing is the human element, that there are people involved who have families, who have children, and they need to be assisted. And my last message to the department, when your department in 7 years cannot assist a person, why the heck don't we tell them up front, listen, we don't like you, or your business plan is rotten or bad, we are not going to help you. And chairperson, where are the portfolio committee are failing? Because we are not addressing the department seriously on the fact that the country and the people are being let down. So chairperson, yeah, you need to launch the boiler. And I say, chair, as a human being who has a heart and a feeling, that we now have to find ways and means also of seeing what are we going to do with the people that are there.
Thank you. Now that's the issue that we are about here, way forward. Mr. Banga?
Chair, I think Masi Bulelu Tata will be Tolika. On the Kumbuza or Christmas break, I will go right across. Masim Bulelu, send the legash. On the recommendations, it suggested that there's going to be these disciplinary processes on these people. I assume that there is a combined list of the people that are going to go through. It's not, we are not now at the stage where we're thinking that we want to start this. We're at the stage where we know the people that we are going to put through the DC. And I want to ask Chair from the department, in terms of the time frame of finalizing this disease, because we cannot have an open-handed approach in relation to this. ODG, we remember I made an example about the Department of Education, Higher Education, where they said they are able to finish their disciplinary hearings and processes within the period of 90 days. Is it possible that we can do that? That we can finish the disciplinary processes of these individuals within the period, required period of 90 days? That is acceptable according to, I think that would be the disciplinary procedure. Is it possible that you can guarantee that in 3 months you can provide us a report and here in Parliament in relation to that? That's the first one. The second one is related to the tenders, the Limpopo tenders, and the companies. I assume that the report, because I browse the report, reflects the companies that are involved. And is there a process that we have put in place? Because part of what the report is saying, that some of the companies given the responsibility did not even do the work, some didn't even complete the work that they were given. So is there some work in terms of that aspect that we are busy doing to follow up those companies? Companies from Limpopo to the Eastern Cape. I have a picture of trucks coming from Limpopo to the Eastern Cape. Is that process defined? In terms of the farmers, is there an investigation, a process, again, that was put in place to investigate the beneficiaries, the farmers, who legitimately had to be there, follow the proper processes, and those that you think that they are not supposed to be here, and what process is going to be followed in relation to that? I understand that there are 2 other farmers who are not in the service center where the center is. What is the process that you have outlined in terms of dealing with this aspect? What are you going to do? Because I'm confused, Chair, but they will help me. In my assumption, that the land settlement department was then under the auspices of the National Department there. Then if it is so, in relation to the Eastern Cape, the officials, the aspect of the Eastern Cape government that is involved in relation to this project, what process are we going to follow to deal with those involved in the Eastern Cape government? Thank you very much.
I must also mention, members, that we did try to get our counterparts from the province. Unfortunately, they are preoccupied. They're dealing with the legislation that is from Parliament here. So all of them, to an extent, they even have to scout around for additional people as they were doing hearings on that piece of legislation. So. I spoke with the chair, Mr. Nkai. We did receive this added asset register, if you like. In future, DG, let us not accept a document from your department that come before us without a letterhead. It cannot be professional. I mean, anybody can write, you know, this piece of document and have the, you know, signed, you know, Mrs. Mashele. Anybody can do that and attach your name. So it has to be, you know, there at the end it says director, employee relations of what? And there's no letterhead at all. It's okay. I don't care. Members, Mama Pilsmuson, I saw your hand. Not here. Good.
Chairperson, how much I wish I can talk with my own language. You know, this English. Yeah, for the translator.
Buwa mama. Ngati ototo toka.
Katoloka.
Katoloka.
Modula stulo. Ke na le problem ya rona. Batho ba o kamokana bona maina a bona a tlhagelelang ka kwa gare ga report ba sa le gona kamokana ba bona na because re na le mokgwa ka mo gare ga mmušo wa rena wa etla ke ANC pele ge motho a senya ka department-eng e o transferela ka department-eng ela ga a senya ka kwa o išiwa ka kwa ga a senya ka kwa o išiwa ka kwa o ne humana le gore o ka humana le gore ba bantši bao e le gore maina a bona a phega a ba sa le gona o tse gore this issue e tswa ka gare ga duakere ya tla ka gare ga dafo o ka humana gore bontši ba bona and those ba ka se tshwariwe they're untouchable because ba tla re a ba sa le ka gare ga a department ba ile mara in the same government one government ke ne ka go kwisa rona maina a batho bao a khumanegileng ba sa le gona ka mokana ga bona na and ke a tseba gore kwa taba ya gore ee ba bangwe ba ile ka department jaore ba bangwe ba ile ka department jaore kore ka mokgwa o tse ya untouchable ke nyaka gore kwana mo translator mna
okay. Chairperson, I just want to find out if the names of all those who are implicated, or if the people who are implicated are still in the department, because as government or as employees, we have a tendency of doing something wrong in another department and moving to another department. Therefore, as a result, you end up being scot-free because then you are in another department. And also that what is it that we are doing with that? Because then it means that those who have done something are not going to be dealt with accordingly. Have I covered it?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I'm tempted here to maybe throw back the whole issue of Ngaha Farm. This is the land, Chairperson, that we are talking about. Historically, there were people who were occupying that land, and they were forcefully removed. And after some years, then the Tsetsikai government, if I'm correct, then bought those farms just to do business on them. The understanding, Chairperson, when the issue of restoration was put forward, was that the first preference will be the people who were forcibly removed from areas. Hearing that people who are said to be beneficiaries who are said to have been beneficiaries to these farms are people from other provinces. The reason why? Why was it so? The person who did so, what intention did he have? Was it maybe because there were people in top positions in the province who wanted just to make those from Limpopo their window dressing so that they could maybe after some years then take those funds back to them? Chairperson, when we were out on that visit last year, I was present, fortunately, Chairperson, although I don't appear on the document that I was one of the members present. When listening to the comments by the members of the committee who were there, they were all positive towards the development. There's not a single person who was against seeing the development taking place in par with the resettlement of the people. Chairperson, if I may ask again, understand on that development, why was rural development not involved so as to bring together the other departments like human settlement to be part of recycling those who were once there, or the farm dwellers who were under the control of those who were in charge of the farms before farms were relocated to the people from other provinces. Understand, Chairperson, we were told we have an inkosi here who represents her community. What is done about them as a community residing adjacent to those farms? Chairperson, from the report, this is an old report that we were given. From the report, Chairperson, there were some paragraphs that were telling us as members of the government that before there were groups, if I may call them groups, of the youth who were given that opportunity of being provided with Nguni Kegel, so that they could be in a position on their own to start a proper farming. What happened to them? What happened to the livestock that was provided at that time? I'm Chairperson, very much worried about the way the department has been handling the whole issue of Ngaha Farm. If one has been listening to what Honorable Abraham was saying, mentioning millions of rand that are spent, and it has been continuously done so year in and year out. What are the good reasons for it? Are we going to expect the department to continuously do the same to other areas? Because I understand there are a lot of farms, Chairperson, where the department had a good intention or government, if I may say, had a good intention of empowering those people adjacent to those farms. You talked about, Chairperson, that Pezulu Mkhono issue.
those are the farms. Those are the places where we actually need to see a proper development, a proper follow-up on people who were involved in, if I may say, squandering the state funds or enriching themselves out of the development that is meant for uplifting the communities, Chairperson. I think I may stop there. Thank you.
Why don't we allow the communities, the stakeholders, to come in? Maybe before we do that, let's allow Mama.
Thank you, Chair. I had here talking about the hectares that the sizes were deeper or are deeper as we speak. I just want to check why the hectares are deeper, meanwhile the allocated money were on the same standard, or the amount were the same, but the hectares are not the same. I just want to check. Where is this person who were doing this? Still in the department, or where is he? It is he or is she? What steps have you taken? And then on the issue of supply chain management, I think each and everyone who works in the department knows exactly what the supply chain management says. And whoever who's not doing his or her job correctly, I want to check what have you done as a department with this people who didn't do their job. Thank you.
Members, there is tea there. We shall do as Nkosi Qebekhulu is doing, quietly grabbing, coming back to your seat. Let's allow the communities to talk on the issues raised. Sizwile mosiba kwenzeka ntoni botata nomama. Sivile ubamba kwenzeke njani. Sicela siphefumle. Thethe nje yonke into njengoba sicinga ukuyithetha. And then siye phambili. Babu Albert, ne? Nkosi.
Oye, Nkosi Mhlali ngaphambili. And uthembekile Albert, farm dwellers.
Thank you, Chairperson. Uthembekile Albert, farm dweller.
Ndicinga uba ukhokho katata wangcwatyelwa kulaa farm andihleli kuyo.
My grandfather was buried on that farm where I am residing.
Emhlali ngaphambili yabona usondela phaa kutata uba uCebekhulu.
Chairperson, getting nearing to what Mr. Qebekhulu has said.
Phana sinexabiso loo nto kudala siyithetha.
There is no value that is portrayed or shown to us there as residents.
Ukufakakala amadoda phana abakuthiwa ngoonofama bafakwa kungakhange kuziwe kuthi kuthethwe nathi.
When these men alleged to be farmers were brought in thereto, they were just brought in without any prior discussion being held with us.
Urhulumente wethu ke akamfuni umntanamnyani njengala tata bendimmentiona.
Our government has got a mistake. Honest people like the father that I've mentioned here are not needed by our government. People who previously used to do problems like Andy Lehoto,
Vandititi.
And Mbuzeli Mankazana recently just left, who is now in India. Resolutions or decisions are made there without us.
akuhoyanga nenkosi yethu amanqama.
Even a matter of cognizance is that no respect is even shown for our chief there.
Mhlanaphambili mazange ndabanjwa.
Chairperson, let me be honest, I was never apprehended or arrested before in my lifetime.
Namhlanje ndine-criminal record ngegame yalamadoda afakwangurhulumente pha.
Today I have a criminal record against my name because of the men that were put in positions there by the government.
Urhulumente engazange athethe nathi. Sibanje ukuthiwenkoamazasemakhaya.
The government has done that without talking to us. The charges against us were just for taking out our cattle, where cattle would get food or meat.
Fika sathi esinisithethi kukho abantu abanikwa iinguni, ezo nto sizibona phaa kude iinguni, ingomo, inguni.
It had been said, another speaker, the people who had been given cows, other people.
Thina asiyazi loo nto phaa sisengamdlawayo sijonga uba sifuye ziinkomo sinazo phaa emakhaya.
We do not know about that. We have no interest in that. We are only there to look after our own cattle that we are having at our home.
Into esimamdlana wayo mhlangaphambili kukunikezelwa just la mhlaba sizelwe kuwo unowokhokho bethu.
The only thing that we are interested in is to be given back the land where we were born, land belonging to our forefathers.
Ngoku ngoba sithetha nje mhlangaphambili kukho data abaneswekile ne-high blood pressure kusukela ngo-2007.
Now that we are proceeding talking, there are elderly men who are suffering from diabetes.
Ngoba nokuphana kukho abantu ababegcine ezazindlu begcinisa ngulasiyo yokuqala u-Anton Stalian.
There are people who were looking after those houses. Anton, the previous CEO, had asked them to look after these houses.
Kwathi kofika la madoda kwathi makaphuma alahle kwesihlangu esidala uba kuza la ndoda ipha umatini ifithi izawenza u-BNB.
When they were taken out, they were just thrown away like olden shoes. The present man who is there, Martinisi, said he will open a bed and breakfast business on the place. He has not gone there too for conducting the farming process for which he was sent there to. There he now goes with his own ideology of opening a B&B. For looking after our cattle, taking out our cattle, we are now being apprehended. The man who is doing this to us, he is not in possession of any stock.
What is worse, ngokubulala imfuyo yethu, ndinebhokhwe endizityile ngo-2010.
What is worse is now killing our cattle. I've got goats that were killed in 2010.
Ngena ngapha amatakane ezabhokhwe ngoku.
Tell me, what could I have gained, the offspring, what I could have had from those goats?
Ngilinga ngapha amathola la nkomo atyiwa elanjwa kamatinisi ngoku.
The offspring that I could have got from the cow of mine or the beast that was.
Ithi kurhulumente wethu usibulala ngoba engasiniki into nje ukuthi makufele into esinayo thina.
It means our government is further destroying us. The little that you have is being destroyed, that you should not have anything further.
Mandibulele mhlali ngaphambili kodwa ndiyafuna ukuqonda uba ingaba urhulumente abantu abangaxabisekanga abafana nathi uphi na sizoya kuye.
Nevertheless, I thank you, Chairperson, but I would like to know, where will one ever get a government that looks about those deprived persons like ourselves so that one could run to that type of government?
Ebendisalindele imali yam because laa ndoda yathi imali yam yenkqwe yeebhokhwe zam neenkomo zam ikuni.
I'm still
waiting
for the money of my goats and my cows, because that man said the money is with you. I also mentioned it on that 27th.
And uba niyabona ninendlebe zokuva namehlo okubona nale nto ifunda
see and hear even what that is being read out here. It's just something that further suppresses us, because those people want there to divide ourselves, because we are now fighting amongst each other. Goats were recently slaughtered, and those goats were directly found in his possession. It is alleged that he is at present now a committee member there present. Are people whose parents had gone there whilst we still had a pineapple factory there to work there. But all of a sudden, they are now, until today, they are staying there. They say they would like to houses to be built for them. We do not know how that would be done in rural areas.
But it's true that progressiveness
in a rural area should come through the chief, and the chief even does not know anything about this development. We ask Chairperson that we could go out of this meeting, we persons who are not recognized. We should know where is our government. We are still being kept with the old say that we should pay for our life. I thank you.
Ngibonisile mavu bengwana oyifam dola
bendisevini kutata kanti kizawuza kuweka basixolisa
afana kamagama nam ndingibonisile mkhobeni suka kumidushane ngapha enqerha
names are the same. I mbonisile mkhobeni from midushane area at Nqerha.
Imbali emfutshane phaya ezafama kuthethwa ngazo yi-remainder ye-88 farmers.
Let me be brief. Those farms we are talking about is the remainder of 88 farms.
And the 88 farms, yi-88 farms eyayinikwa uChief Jongilanga ngexesha removal from Kwelega to Pa-Enyaha.
The 88 farms were allocated to Chief Jongilanga when he moved from Kwelega to Nqerha.
Emva koko ke wafumana ii-farms ezi-77 enikwa ngurhulumente anetatile yazo ngoku.
Thereafter he was given 77 farms that he is in having titles for those farms at present.
Ngamafutshane ke le Northern Farms yona ngo-2005,
shortly these 11 farms in the year 2005,
urhulumente wathumela phaya i-consultants zikamsebenzi okokuba kutrayinwa abantu basenqerha.
The government sent consultants ntasibomvu to train people from Nqerha area
ne-surrounding communities
as well
as no farm dwellers,
surrounding communities that are known as farm dwellers. They were trained so that they should cater, take care of these 11 farms. Shortly, Mr. Albert had already mentioned Mr. Staliano here.
Nguye owasapota sa Lord Prophet ngoba yaphela loo nto ingakhange iphinde iqhubekeke.
He sabotaged this process because this remained unfinished, or it did not go forward.
So ke yaphela ke ngoku ifama ezozinikezelwa ngohlobo ezinikezelwe ngalo.
It ended up and these farms were now being distributed or given out to people in the manner that they were given out.
Kamafutshane ke mna egameni likomkhulu lemidushane.
Briefly, on behalf of the Midushane Great Place.
The portfolio committee ikhona apha imbono yayo nesungu yayo ikomkhulu thina phaya.
The portfolio committee present here, the fact that is bad to it, and we there from the Great Place.
Ingaske iphinde ibuye kulaa nto ibikuyathethwa ngumama yokuba ingxaki nomhlungu ngaba bantu basebenzayo phaa bazawulahlekelwa nayo misetyenzana.
We wish it goes back to what our mother here had already mentioned, that even the people who are working there, there is this possibility that they might lose the jobs that they are or work that they are doing at present.
Ndiyacela ke xa ndiyoripota ekhaya okokuba ngaske abantu abalababanawo amandla bowuzamele okokuba abantu abaphaya baphinde benzele laa mhlaba ngolaa hlobo weza wenza ngalo umsobomvu nalaa rhulumente sokuchithwe kwaba bantu bakhorathi sebemensini yabacaphukisa lepotfolio komti.
I ask that whilst being here, if it could be considered that we be given again the people, the land there to be used by the people as it was intended under the vision of the msobomvu scheme. I thank you.
Ikhona into yokuphunga phaya. Singathi nje kancinci siphinde sibuye. For any of us who want something to drink or nibble. Members, sorry, ingaba, oh yeah, Baba.
And ngibonisile mavukengwane oyi-farm dollar. For uwaleka.
Bonifide Mavumengwana, I wish to add on the question of the farm, Nayaha.
What 2010? Kuboke ikontraka efaka iqingo phaya kweza Nqeha farm.
In the year 2010, there was a contractor that came to fence the farms at Nqeha.
Lo kontraka leyo zange ize kuthi sihleli phasi ze-farm dollar.
The contractor never came to us whilst we were seated there being farm dwellers.
Kuba kaloku into besilinde thina besilinde urhulumente athi urhulumente kuba kuthi khona singabantu athi nanku umntu ozawufaka i-fence.
Because what we were expecting, we were waiting for the government. The government to approach us to tell us that here is the person, this person was going to our about to put on fence here at the place. Who came to Nqeha to put on fence came from Limpopo with his people, whilst there are people who are there at Nqeha.
Siyayibona ke into yethu phasi zi-farm dollars ayinankqubela.
We do see our position there as farm dwellers that there is no progress in our mission or work.
Kuba ngo-2010 ngo-13 kaMay sasikukho abalimi besuka ndiyazi besuka apha.
Because on the 13th May 2010, there were agriculturists who came there too. I do not know whether they were coming here from Parliament or not.
Basixelele into yokuba baza kuya eNqeha, badevelophe iNqeha, upremier ekhona buqu.
They told us they would come to Nqeha and they would do some developments at Nqeha, and even the premier was present personally on that occasion. They have not yet arrived until now.
Siyacela kurhulumente nxa eqhuba inkqubo yokuya phaa kuthi ancede akhuphe amagosa aze ebantwini not we, as kubantu bazifrandi zemali
kahulumeni. We ask that the government, when people are going there, to should approach us, the people, not those allocated people who are there in power.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Umdla wam nomdla ndithemba ndithetha kwikomiti kukuba ngaba xana sithethe sisithi thina sibona ukuba ngaba kwenzeke oku ukuya phambili. Kuba ke kudala sithetha endikuvileyo utata uAlbert uthi xa ethetha kudala silapha tatomkhulu wangcwatywa lapha ngumhlaba wokuba womkhulu lo umhlaba mawubuyisele back ebantwini bawo. Kube khona ke ngoku le part ithi amakhosi anebango. Ndifuna sityebisane kuloo mba lowo. Umhlaba uba umkhulu lo, rhulumente siphathelene umhlaba wethu. Nanku. Urhulumente ke kunala process into yoba ngaba the umhlaba buphantsi korhulumente lwabandlululo lomasesikaya kwenzeka yonke laa nto wabiwa umhlaba yonke laa nto ngelaa xesha wasi ukhona ke ngokumba othi ooba womkhulu kungenjalo bangcwatyelwa apha. Ndifuna sityebisane ukuya phambili. Uzamile ke utata waphaya kumadushane. Echaza ke sondela ke phofu kwakulo mba ndikuwo ngokuba ngaba ii-farms zi-77 kungenjalo zine-title deeds zazo. Wasebukhosini kaChief Jongilanga. Mama ndiwuve kakuhle ndizama ukuya kule nto mna yomhlaba kungenjalo ndizama ukuya kule nto ithi siyanjani phambili with imibono esinayo izawufaka ke loo nto leyo i-farm dwellers izawufaka ke loo nto leyo i-farmers themselves kungenjalo izawufaka ke loo nto leyo umba besikhe salidishana nawo ngaphambili kwesenta. Ndiyathemba ndithetha igameni lethu xana sisonke babu Abraham. Ndithetha igameni lethu xana sisonke. Enkosi. Baba.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I've already indicated that I'm the chairperson of Nqeha Progressive Farmers Cooperative. This cooperative was formed by the settled farmers who had applied and are in the process of being settled in the remainder of the 11 farms. We are not going to go through all the process that preceded our settlement there, but that was in 2007. It all started in 2005. We find our situation, we find ourselves in a situation apa where sizibona sichithwa zi conflicts esifike zikhona kulaa ndawo.
We are driven by conflicts that we found there at the place.
We have been frustrated for 7 full years. We have not been able to organize our lives because the department didn't have the will to continue and come to the conclusion of the process it has already started. We didn't beg to be there in those farms. These farms were advertised in local news, in the provincial newspapers, and we applied. More than 250 people had made applications, and we went through the process of interviews and so on, and were promised that the terms of our application was that we are going to be renting, leasing these farms for the purposes of buying these farms, and were settled there. The rest of what went on after, from the time we were officially given a permission to occupy, right up until the time when the audit report was ordered by this committee, is well known. And fortunately, we as farmers did give the portfolio committee a documentation of our correspondence with the center. We can only mention that the department doesn't have the will to help us or to develop us as farmers, to be commercial farmers, as we have been promised. Secondly, we don't want to get into the conflicts of the local communities. But in the course of us trying to get a resolution to this situation, we found ourselves entangled in that, to a point where the councillor, I mean the director of I've got a correspondence addressed to us here from the acting chief operating officer of the Buffalo City metropolitan municipality to all farm dwellers. In fact, it's just a short thing. They say the housing department has been made aware of the people who allege or claim to be the project steering committee members of the above mentioned project. These people are alleged to be going around the farms making this claim. This letter serves to inform the farm owners around Sunny South that the recognized project steering committee members that were elected in a community meeting are as follows. Then they started with Councillor Mzwabandu Boy, who is the councillor of Ward 31. And the person that we are talking about, who is claiming to be one of the chairperson of the committee representing the South residents, Mr. Smiley, incidentally or coincidentally, happens to be a ward committee member there in that very same area. He is the one, not us, who is disputing the legitimacy of the committee that is led by Mr. Albert. We are not making any judgments here because we don't belong to that community as such. We're just brought in to farm in that area. So the problems that are there, you know, within the community are not for us to interfere with. We would like as well that if the community may just be able to come to a resolution of the conflict, and then we continue to farm in an environment that is not threatening as it is right now. In fact, we have been also made aware by the same Buffalo City Metropolitan Municipality, and they provided us with this mapping that they are in the process of developing 540 sites which have already been allocated for housing in that area. And the chairperson of the steering committee that is working on that, representing the community, is the very Mr. Smiley that I'm talking about. And I must put emphasis on our view that we are not supposed to be making any judgments here. So these are the correspondence. This is the view, official view from the municipality. All we are asking the Department of Agriculture is for us to
be placed in a place where we'll be able to farm. The environment must be created where we'll be able to get into the core business of farming, that's all. Rather than just being frustrated for so many years and our lives, the lives of our families being disrupted the way they have been. We are asking, therefore, this portfolio committee today to discuss and come up with a lasting solution to the problem. I thank you, sir.
Mama?
Enkosi ngaphambili. Ndingunangenile Phatho. Wesasizwe samaqhunukhwetha.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm Nongenile Phatho, Chief of the Amaqhunukhwetha.
Ndilapha ndihamba nezi farm dollars kuba ziyinxelenye yalaa mhlaba wamaqhunukhwetha.
I'm here with the delegation that I'm with, as they are also part of the occupants of the land of the Amaqhunukhwetha.
As a farm dollars, njengoko zazisiwe ngabelungu phaya.
These farm dwellers, as they were left by the white people there,
ndiyayiva yonke ke le ithethwayo naba ke bangamafama phaya. Ezethu injongo thina silikomkhulu lamaqhunukhwetha.
I hear all that is being said by everybody, even the farmers there, but as the tribal authority of the Amaqhunukhwetha, this is our intention.
Zezokuba ngexesha elifanelekileyo xa kuvulelekileyo amathuba oba siwubange umhlaba, siwubange ngokufanelekileyo kuba ke umhlaba lona ngowamaqhunukhwetha.
Is that should there be time, available time, that we get the land, because this land is belonging to the Amaqhunukhwetha, the tribe.
Eyona nto ke thina besiyinqwenela, besisoloko sixoxa kunye no-land affairs kunye nezifarm dollars, ingazona ezi farm dollars zingazinziswa ngokusesikweni.
Our wish and what we used to discuss with the land department was that we wish that these farm dwellers could be resettled properly.
Zinikwe umhlaba wokuhlala ngokufanelekileyo, zinikwe umhlaba amadlelo okufuya, zinikwe umhlaba wokulima.
They could be given land to stay on legally, land to look after their cattle, where they could keep their cattle.
Njengabantu ababehlala kweza fama, mkhulu kakhulu umsebenzi abawaziyo, abanako ukuvelisa ukutya kweza fama, njengoba eza fama njengoba beziphaya nje, bekulima bona. Wonke la msebenzi busenziwa kuvelisa ukutya phaya, ubuveliswa ngabo, banakho ukukwenza kangangoko into yokuba ibe khona imveliso enophuma phaya.
As there are people who used to stay on that area, on that farm, and people who had been doing the plowing, and we used to get plowing food that they produced, they could continue in doing that.
Andizongena ke phakathi kwemvisiswano engekhoyo phakathi kwabo kuba ke nam andiyazi into yoba yayenzeke kanjani na, andinqoneli ufaka impundo kuyo. Into endiyinqonelayo yokuba bahlaliswe kakuhle, bazinzise ngokusesikweni.
I do not wish to say anything about the differences of the residents, their problems that was experienced, because I have no knowledge about that, but what I have in mind, my intention, is that they should be resettled to stay there in a normal situation.
Logama singekafikeleli ekubeni basubange. Banyanisile xa bathi amangcwaba okhokho bethu nala ingcwaba likaba umkhulu ukhokho uPhatho phaya kweza kuleko kweza fama kula mhlaba wakwaNkanga ehlathini lingcwaba likakhokho eliya. Siyawufuna la mhlaba.
That is our land. There is even my grandfather Pato's gravesite is there, and all that land where they were buried, we still want that land. I thank you, Jefferson. That is all that I wanted to say.
Thank you, Chair. I am Kwabe again for the, I'm one of the 10 farmers. Firstly, I approve all the findings of this report pertaining the support, the maladministration that has been done by the department as far as the delivery of the infrastructural development is concerned for the Necha farmers. And also agree to that there was also an unfinished work that was done for the farmers, and the contractors have been paid for that. Pertaining to our frustration there at the moment, there is no development to our side as farmers, but when we are looking at the Necha farmers, the Necha Farm LTD as a government entity, it is developing. It has something like 200 newly bought goats, about more than 100 cattle for the entity. But on our side, as beneficiary, we are not assisted by the government. We really even don't know the accounting officer for the farmers. We have lost contact about two years with the Department of Agriculture and Fisheries. To add more to my colleague, really the farms were advertised and we just applied as all the applicants. We were not really interested in the land of Necha per se. We were just interested in farming as a business. If the government is so frustrated and unwilling to make a professional settlement for those 10 farmers, why they can't give us another farm where we can practice farming for business purposes? I thank you, sir.
I think we are getting somewhere. I think we're getting somewhere. I have a very strong inclination that we're getting somewhere. The issue at the center of it all, of course, there are two issues. One is the issue about the center itself. But at the end of it all, it takes us back to the land ownership. The department might wish to say something about the land ownership dating back to the Sisky era. To an extent, you might wish to say at the end, what then must happen with the land? Among other things that the department had done, it had attracted some farmers. They are there now. There were dwellers that were there. Amakosi also are there. They lay a claim to the land. So I think we're getting somewhere. Having been attending to this problem for a long time, because there are two issues, as I said, and they must be treated as such. One that relates to what happened to the center itself, but chiefly about the land itself. What must happen? Can we hear members very, very briefly, extremely being briefly, to just comments, having listened to Aban Bakuti Betet? Mama?
Having listened to the stakeholders, it now it's becoming clearer what is it that you are all about here. Mine, because since 2010, when we started visiting Inweha farm, these problems were raised, to be quite honest. And I'm wondering, what is it that the department has done up to so far? But I think, as we have separated correctly, so the issues now, the department, I think they should tell us, what is it that they are intending to do? Because I think the ball is in their hands now. We have done our best doing the oversight and getting to the bottom of the whole thing. The department should tell us what is it that they're intending to do with this problem, once and for all. Thank you.
Mr. Abram, very brief.
Thank you, Chair. No, we old people, we take a bit of time, Chair. But I'll be brief. Chair, you see, over and above what you have said and Mama Twala has said, there is this issue of an expectation that was created when farms were advertised. What you've in effect done is you have said that I have a commodity. You can apply for it, and I will consider who I want to give that commodity to. Hence, you have people who went there and they started farming. And I heard the Tata who lost cattle and all that, I know what must be going through his mind, you know. It's a big loss. So, Chairperson, one has to take into account, in addition to what you've said, that expectations were created as a result of that advertisement. And you cannot leave that out of the equation. You've got to take that into account. Whatever the final result, that must be part of it. As far as several other issues are concerned, Chair, whilst we've known a lot of this, it becomes messier and messier because you've had officials from the department who have from time to time gone there. I mentioned here that in 2004 there was over 20 million rand deficit. The department success in every year did not come with plans as to how to stop this deficit and how to get this thing rolling properly. And I want to again tell the department, you cannot have a situation where for years on end you create an expectation amongst people and you don't satisfy that expectation. It cannot be that a State Department operates in that way, and we need to have answers to that. Earlier, I asked a few questions, especially whether there were consequences for people who have been found to be involved in wrongdoing. I hope that we have a reply, Chair, because unfortunately, Chair, in the midst of everything that's said here, things get lost, and you never hear about it again. You are told by the department that in 2 weeks we'll respond to something. It's 8 weeks now. Never heard anything. And that's where my frustration comes in, Chair. We have a State Department that is not responsive to people's problems.
Thank you, Jack. Mama, can we be pointed to a direction going forward in whatever we do as we talk now? Mama?
Yes, Jefferson, I will try to do that. But we need to see whatever we need to see, Jefferson. Jefferson, to listen to our people crying like they are crying now. Even to go to an extent of saying we don't know where we can go or get a government which will listen to us or help us. You know, it is painful. It is very, very, very much painful. And, we have a department with us here. All this nyaga-nyaga, Chairperson, is in their hands. What is the problem of the department to solve this issue? Because I think they can, if they are willing. You know, there is this word in the Bible says, if you are willing and obedient, you can eat the fruits of the land. If the department is willing to help those people, it's only that they are not willing. We are asking them to help those people. Those are our people, you know. They cannot cry to their own government like that. And, we just pretend as if nothing is happening. Their cries are our cries. Chairperson, department, please. We know that you don't listen to anybody. Because even now we receive a letter from Pongola. Please, you know, this time, please help our people. They don't have anywhere to go except their government. And you are their government. Help them where you can, please. Thank you,
Chairperson. Can I speak? The first question I have for the department. What are the terms for the PTO for the farms that are there? For how long are they expected to be there?
Chair, the investigation indicated that farmers were supposed to be there between 2007 and 2009. And after that, it obviously indicates that PTO was never renewed or the agreement to be on that land was never renewed. Those are the findings, Chair.
My proposal, members, is simple. The department, having called upon those that wanted to farm, they are there now. They must have invested. We went about and we saw. I think the department has no choice but to negotiate with those farmers to vacate the land. And for the department to sit down with the chieftaincies and those that have been there before and see how best, looking at all sorts of models. I'm reminded, Inkosi, by Ingonyama Trust and how it has been managed. A number of people have been knocking on the doors of Ingonyama Trust and all the pieces of land. Beautiful pieces of land along the coastal line, so many people wanting the government to release that piece of land, having all sorts of ideas in mind, and by and large wanting to buy those pieces of land, because they would have wanted to develop. And I listened very carefully to Babu Ndlovu, now Professor Msimang. And I said to them, count me as one of those that are in support of Ingonyama Trust. We might be having our own discussion, but what is it that is so wrong for our people to have ownership of the land without having it to be sold? At one point, I listened to some members talking about dispensing off with a piece of land, selling it out, and having whoever wanting to come and develop or farm, you know. That's one easy way of getting rid of the problem. But why can't our people remain with their land? Because that's what we are trying to do now. That's the campaign we are about. The figure at 30% is given out there, has been touted. By 2014, 30% of the land having to be back to our people. Granted, we have all those farmers that came, whatever processes that was followed. Now you have 2009, that PTO having lapsed. So the government department then has a responsibility to negotiate with all those farmers. This is where we are. We have these challenges. And having to find a way of saying cordoning off all those who wish to come illegally, because you want to deal with this matter properly and professionally as to how you take it forward, together with the chieftains. So that's how I would look at it personally. Granted, our farmers came there, they were responding to an advert, you had every right to come and apply. There is absolutely no crime that you committed, but we are dealing with a problem, and we should all be assisting in resolving the problem. I heard you saying if there is another piece of land, and as far as I'm aware, and the point I always raise, what is so special about this farm that it has to be brought to Parliament for its accounting, oversight, and so on? Because you have a number of other farms out there as a department. And what model are you following in managing those other farms? And that could be an answer to the point you are raising. Hey, Babu, digging. I'm saying it is not, but that could be a solution. But again, it will depend on the location of those farms. Now, the department has got access to all of those farms as to what they are doing currently and the modeling that they are following. And those details, these are matters we might wish to discuss outside of a forum of this nature. And then, of course, we will have to be expected to receive periodic reports on progress towards, if you like, winding down of the farm. That's my view, members. I see your hand, Mr. Bang. Noted, Mr. Brown.
Yes, Chair. I think I want to support what you are raising. The most important thing is that we are closing the concept now. The second thing is that we are a human government.
that understand the plight of our people. Because I raise it's a certain number of issues, but we must find a way of dealing with the current dispute between the people who are occupying the land, the farmers, in order for us to address that aspect. But the department should come with a different model to engage with that aspect, not the Ngqeqa model. And in which I want to agree with you that we've been in Northwest, we've been in KZN, we've seen different models that can be financed by the department to make sure that this land is productive. And I think even the farmers and the communities should understand that gone are those days that government would give people productive land that will lie fallow and not produce food. Because land should be utilized to produce food. And land should be given to people who want to farm and produce food. Now, people who have inkosi, mama inkosi, should understand that people should go and learn how to farm in the new models of producing food. That's very much important. Mr. Chairperson, we should emphasize that in this model that the department will come with in dealing with this situation, I don't want us in this meeting to come with the details on how, but we are saying as a committee that the plight of the people should be addressed. Two, the issue of the current occupants of the farms, which the issues that relate to contracts should be addressed. You can't say, as the chairperson is saying, they must go and sleep. We are done with them. There must be a way to deal with that situation. Therefore, the department must be able to come back to us and table a proposal to engage with the current process. But people should understand that the Ngqeqa concept has been a failed concept. But moreover, those officials who are involved, DG, must face the mighty of the law. We can't allow people to steal from the poor and the masses of our people, and they are not followed up. And I think part of what we should achieve, Chair, this year, is to make sure that this project, in which we have started so well, and we have been decisive, Mr. Abrams, about this project, and I must commend the leadership of the chairperson that we have reached this stage that we are saying we are closing chapter here, there must be a way forward, and we are going to follow a director, your progress in relation to those who are supposed to account in this within the particular period of time, in which, Chair, I think we must give the time frame also on the report on the progress on this disease. Because those who have stolen from the government, if needs be, must recover the money. And even those companies who have stolen from the government, we must recover the money from them. And I think we must be very harsh to that. Even the government of the Eastern Cape, the department must find ways, if it was involved, that they come to account. But I agree with the sentiment that we can't turn our back to our people, both all the groups that are involved. But people should understand that land is going to be used not only for housing. We must not change. We must not change agricultural land for settlement. People should understand that that land is for agricultural purposes, to produce food. Therefore, we must consistently understand that. As leadership of the people, all of you as are sitting there, you should understand that the message you are going to go and communicate to those people is that, as people of the Eastern Cape, we want that land to produce food for the people of Ngqeqa and for the people of the Eastern Cape. You understand? Thank you very much.
Mr. Abraham, noted.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, yes, I'm in agreement with what's being said here. I want to re-emphasize this whole issue of time frames. Because if you are going to leave it just like that, it will be ad infinitum. The term of office of this particular parliament does not expire in April next year when possibly an election takes place. It expires at the end of November. After that, there'll be very little action that'll take place. So bearing that in mind, Chair, the department must still respond, in fact, end of September. There you are, there you are. You're even making it shorter, Chair. I thought I'm trying to help. And I accept what you say. So, Chairperson, we have a race against time. The department, when they respond now, Chair, must tell us what are the consequences that I've asked earlier for those that were found to have been engaged in wrongdoing. We've got to start making examples. And we need time frames about where they are with what and how. I'm hoping against hope that the department will come back because they're not very, very meticulous in coming back. The one other issue I would like to talk about, Chair, is that the Department of Rural Development has bought out thousands and thousands of hectares of land. And their policy now is that they rather identify people who want to hire the land. And they are then assisted accordingly. I'm mentioning this because this could possibly be a model. But the department must also look at other alternatives. All the best brains in the country with agriculture are seated here. So they must put their tune their brain boxes and come up with innovative ways where all the issues raised by you and Mr. Banga are taken into account because there are many, many interests involved here. We need to find a solution where no singular interest is totally thrown out of the window. So, Chairperson, I look forward to hearing from the department what their plans are. Thank you, Chair.
Members, what I want us to do, just as we are about to conclude on this one, perhaps we take a very quick, it won't take us long, a process of adoption of the report, the oversight report. We are that quorum now, 2, 4, 6, 7, unless we want to postpone it. I think we can do it now. Ubaba uInkosikhulu has to rush for a flight. We do. Yeah. We 7. We have circulated the report, and the report is very straightforward. Your very last page on the recommendation is what we are dealing with now, among others. And then, of course, we shall have to go through on a page, taking that we have read the report. I have read it myself. And again, this is a report that deals specifically what we are dealing with here now. If you were to read on the objectives of the report, sorry, of the visit on page 2, based on the fact that the issues that were consistently raised by the committee were not addressed, and the new strategic plan was also never presented to the committee as requested, the committee took a decision not to consider the Ngqeqa Farm's annual report, but will undertake a follow-up oversight visit to Ngqeqa Farm. The object of the oversight visit was to engage with Ngqeqa Farm management and the department and then to it goes on and on and on and on. Page 1. Anything? Typographically? We find the content is fine?
Yeah, we are saying yes.
Page 2. we were expected to read, and we also, some of us who haven't read, we rely on the faith of Mrs. Khakaza and her meticulous way of doing things. Page 3, and we shall tell her when she lets us down. So far, so good. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. All those issues on the finding. Matters that are of a detail that we shall be expected. There are two sets of recommendations there, on page 7 and also on the last page, on page 11, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. Because we had two sets of visits. Page 7, 8, sorry. Page 9, Nkosi Qhekulu had indicated about his presence. So that is one factor there that has to be added on the delegation. Mama?
Myself too.
Mama, Tal as well. Page 10. Gigi, thanks for coming to these sessions. It really gets to be appreciated when you are physically there yourself. The last page, on page 11, again, as I said, these are the issues that that we are dealing with as we speak now. Committee recommended that a meeting to be arranged with the committee, the farmers resettled, representatives from the chieftaincies and the farm dwellers, where the department will be here to brief us about the forensic investigation report, which is what we are dealing with. So that it only doesn't just end with the forensic investigation. It takes us forward as well, which is the discussion that we are doing, we're dealing with. Members, any mover? One? Twice? Baba, to the corner.
Propose that the committee adopts the report, Chairperson.
Thank you. I saw your hand, Mama Nyalung. Okay. Thank you very much, members. Ubabutewekulu had requested to leave. He has a flight to catch. Thanks for that, Nkosi. Let's conclude, because also our stakeholders have a flight to catch as well. I think we are almost there. I'm very convinced. Almost there. I am proposing that on the 18th of June, which is on a Tuesday, we come back here with all those alternative models that shall take us forward, so that it doesn't get, as Babu Abraham was saying, it doesn't get to be an open-ended. I'm sure it's not too much of a call. At least 4 weeks, I'm sure we can pull something together so that we come back here. We are concluding for this term within that week. I think, if I'm not mistaken, on the 20th, it's our last session. So that we get a feedback as to how best we move forward with all the issues related to the extent in which negotiations with the farmers has gone, discussion with the chieftaincies, Amakosi. I'm very keen that we resolve this ownership, land ownership question. I'm very keen, but it's not for now. Yes, you have given us the background, how you acquired the land from the former Ciskei government, and there is this element of amaGunukhwebe, amaDushane owning the land, oba omkhulu, oba phaya, and so on and so forth. The Ciskei government having given ngendukomnquma, whoever, I don't know. So we need to really deal with those issues of the land, what you call ownership. And then, of course, the last one has to and must, you know, take into account those the dwellers that have been there. The basis in which the dwellers have been there, whether they have been owners, we need to deal with that question as well, so that we are not ambiguous as we go forward about this this issue. This is one time that the members, we shall be very straightforward, Babu Albert. Who is the owner of the land? It is a simple question. How did those that came there come about? We need to be very straightforward, because we want a very clear,
concise
solution that takes us forward. No chika-chikang, you know, business. No manga-manga business. So, the proposal is that we come together here on the 18th of May. We are very clear, 18th of June, sorry, we are very clear on what is it that we want to see happen. The department having to negotiate with the farmers that are there settled, what options are there, whilst on the other hand talking to the amakhosi and also engaging with the farm dwellers on how best to move forward. And all of those solutions be brought here as a feedback on the way forward. 18th of June. We shall have to look at our program and then revise it to fit, you know, that briefing. Okay. So, do we have any other idea or comment or issue?
Okay, my one problem is that I'm not told what are the consequences for the wrongdoers, what's happening, who's suspended. See, that's how it gets. Let's put it out there.
Babu Albert, quickly. Noted, Babu Afra.
Ingathi le nto siyenza nzima nathi ngaphambili uba ndicinga uba oonofama aba babenikwe za BTO pha omnye wabo nguthepezini uthe ngala 27 umhlaba ufumene equmrha.
Chairperson, we are creating difficulties. The chairperson had said that on the 27th he had got land at Kurha.
Apho kungekho bantu ke ngoku yabona ngumhlaba nje we-neutral law ngicinga uba awuxoxile
neutral land, there are no people staying on that land.
Nge-27 sinala meeting by training center.
27th you are having a meeting at the training center.
Nge-25th unkwinti ugoogle nkwinti uthumela ubabini mbiwo se-land affairs.
Honorable Google Nkwinti is sending babini to wizard land affairs to us.
Phantsi kwembalelwane besiyenzile bahlukeli njani
nabo
masingazonzakalisi.
Ndicinga uba ngaphambili hayi nje uyishwangathela
singazonzakalisi. All of that we'll get it from the department when we meet on the 18th of June.
Okay.
As to whether today it is to be this other farmer, the other day it is the other farmer, who shall have found whatever alternative land, all of those are going to be pulled together. The department shall engage with the farmers themselves. So we get one set of response that takes us forward. So that we are not confused, having to deal with this one and having to deal with another the other day. Baba,
No, I'm okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. I think we shall then have the department to bring to us that feedback. I would have loved to get again another delegation from the stakeholders, but I'm not sure whether we shall have you know, the wisdom of that, because we would have I think by now kandi jonga bomama tata ingathi siye ndaweni xana ndijonga bendithi ke xa kulapho nisithembe mama ngoku niyavamosi uba ngaba sithi iprojekti lena mayivala. So ukusukela ngoku i-process yokuvala, in other words, i-center le uba kudidimane ayiranayo, siyavamosi uba ngaba sithi i-department mayithethe kunye ne-farmers kuxoxe uba ngaba bazohamba njani. Kungenjalo i-PTO yabo iphelelwe kwango-2009, but ke makuxoxe ukubonwa into yoba ngaba kuzawuqhutyona njani, ziphi ezinye ii-pieces of land esinothi sifumane. Makuxoxe oso kunye kulo mba webango lomhlaba namakhosi kunye nedwelas, sifumane ingxelo enye ethi kulo mba siyanjani phambili, kulo mba siyanjani phambili, kulo mba ezothi izimvo zibekiwe zacaca xa okwemva ebhokhwe. Kunjani ukuba ngaba sinothi siqhoboshe xana kunjalo? You want to make any comment, DG, as we wrap up?
I think the chair, you have summed it correctly and succinctly. The issues here, there are two big issues. One is the one on the issue of land ownership, which we need to deal with in conjunction with rural development, because our mandate doesn't go into that, but we need to engage with the rural development and land reform. The other one is the issue of the center itself, and I think that one is clear. We've already started a proposal for consideration by Minister, but we'll have to align it to the processes that you have outlined. And then the other part of the issue is that deals with the forensic audit, forensic report. There are two issues there. The first one is the issue of officials that have done wrong. The disciplinary process will take its course. And the other one is that those individuals and companies that are in the wrong, again, that could lead to criminal processes. So that's, I think your instructions are very clear. But on the 18th, I surely will come back.
Will you also include those that are still in the employ of the department, whether DAF or Rural Development Land Reform, that are implicated in those? What is their situation? Are they still in the employ? If you can also include those as well.
We'll look into it, Chair, considering all the sensitivities around labor relations, in the sense that, you know, you can't find a person sort of guilty before you go through a prescribed process. But we'll work towards that.
Okay. Members, we have concluded what we had come here to do. Number one, we had come here to look into a matter that complicates the whole budget recycle process related to the submission of the APP and the budget. How do we get around that one? A report is going to be prepared on BRRR. In principle, we are passing the budget, save for this element that talks to NEHA and its complications. Two, we had ratified the report on Nqesa Farm oversight. Three, we had covered the matter related to the Nqesa Farm, the forensic investigation report, and the way forward. Can't we then go home? There is lunch. I'm not sure. Is Yamba going to cross a bunny? Ngabani kwa si flight.